Welcome to the Empower Me Show with Pam Bright. This show is all about honoring you as a spiritual being, having a human experience. You are here for a reason, and it's no mistake that you are here on Earth right now. Spirit has guided you to this very moment in time, so you could hear the messages Pam is about to share with you. She is a multidimensional healer, light language channel, transformation coach, wife and mother, committed to helping you discover the tools and practices to empower you to live the best life you can. You get to choose the spirit path you take. You can connect to the spiritual guidance already all around you. Get ready to live a fully empowered life. This is the Empower Me Show.
Empower Me Show. I am Pam Bright. I am your hostess for this show. I am so glad that you're here. I am always excited to see you, even though I can't really see you specifically, but I can see you through the camera. So hello, everyone. Hello to anyone who's tuning in from outside of the United States in another country. Welcome. Welcome to the show. I am always, always happy to talk to you. And you can find this show on transformationtalkradio.com, or you can go to Facebook, if you're a Facebooker, and find us online there. And I'm also available on my website at brightbutterflynetwork.com. The other thing is, if you're just like, oh, now, what's that lady's name? I don't remember, but I remember the Empower Me Show. You can just look up the Empower Me Show and find us. We're always available for you, okay? So welcome to the show. I'm so glad you're here. If you do want to call in, I'd love to talk to you. And the number is 1-800-930-2819. That is the phone number to talk to me directly. And I am absolutely looking forward to talking to you, because you are the most important one who's listening to this show right now. You who is sitting in your seat where you are, laying on the ground, walking, driving, whatever you're doing, you matter to me. So welcome to the show. Today, we are talking about energy. We're talking about light language. We are talking about channeling, which is opening to source and spirit guides and totems and angels and whatever it is that you connect to, and saying, I'm available to receive in whatever form that looks like for myself, and receive from Pam as the channel from this show, and also opening to receive my own guidance. Because that's another thing that is really important to acknowledge yourself with, is that you can receive from your own well of wisdom within your own body. Your body temple is important to be able to access and to be able to listen to. And so if that's something that you're interested in, then let me know that, because I would love to have a dialogue with you around that and guide you through the process of, how do I listen to my own body? How do I listen to my own wisdom? How do I receive in a way that acknowledges who I am on the soul level? So again, welcome. I'm so glad you're here. So February, this is the kickoff to the February month. And it's so much fun to have this month as the month of love, as they say. Cupid is alive and well and working overtime to get us all lined up with the energy of love, universal love, romantic love, relational love, self-love. Self-love is crucial, I think, in this day and age. So with all of that love energy, What I'd like to do right now is get us centered. Get us centered and grounded into our own bodies, our own vessel, our human self that says, okay, I am here in this form for a reason. I am here right now to receive everything that I need to know for how to be human and navigate this life. And so we now ask the creator of all that is, the one who lives and breathes within all things, to come in fully now into this moment. And we ask that creator of all that is to bring in the divine light and let it filter into exactly the places that we each need right now in our body systems, in our auric field around us, in every chakra, in every vein, in every muscle, in every piece of bone, in our skin, in our hair, in our ears, in our throats, every part of our body system. We'll ask that creator of all that is, that with that beautiful divine light, to enter now into this space. Eta saraba itun madai aye. Una zara ye sana mahi ye hu ya ye. Hu ya ye na ye na ye. Una hi ya hi ya ye. Thank you, Creator, for opening us up to receiving. Thank you for opening the portal for the divine wisdom to enter into where we live. We ask the great central sun to open its vortex, its portal, to allow us to receive the divine wisdom from its origin. Era pahiche na maita na maie sada ye du una zaye. Tonde saraba ne kunaya de de ya. Thank you, thank you, thank you. We now receive your energy now, beings from the great central sun. Thank you, thank you. We bring in the Pleiadian energy now. We bring in the angelic energies now. Thank you, thank you, thank you. And we bring in Mother Gaia, the Mother Earth. Her being is called Gaia. The essence of who she is as soul. Her beautiful presence is available to us at all times. So we thank you, Mama, for guiding us into this now and for supporting us in being human and being walking your earth, walking your body. Thank you for assisting us in this divine plan that has been laid out for each one of us. Nakaremendaki mbade du zarabate na babaike. Ut Kesana maki shena maki asana itenana. Usa. All right, now the vortex is open. And so as we feel that and as we connect to that, we can bring our consciousness right here, right now. And if you have been had your eyes closed and gone within, I invite you now to just kind of move your body a little bit to come back into center and be conscious now. So I'm going to be conscious with you now. Hello, welcome back. Thank you for going on that little journey with me. And those of you who are just tuning in that heard that transmission, if you've not heard light language before, that is light language. It comes through the cosmos, comes through the channels of light codes, and is presented to whoever receives it. Today it's me, it's Pam Bright. And as it comes through my vessel, it becomes bright language. And so we bring those energies in fully now for you and your well-being to assist you in who you are and what you're here to accomplish in your day. So welcome. You're welcome to call us. Please do at 1-800-930-2819. Or you can go to transformationtalkradio.com and you can look for the chat line. And you can chat with us, and I will answer your questions, give you a healing, give you a message, assist you in any way that I can. I have many different card decks with me right now, so you can get a card if you want that. This is your time to really explore what you need and what you want for your journey today. It doesn't matter what it is, folks. Don't get caught up with, I don't know if it's the right question. It's okay. You can just explore. This is our time. So let's look at some cards, shall we? Let's see. Are we going to start with the dragons? I don't think we're going to start with the dragons today. Let's see. Actually, I have somebody on the other side of the microphone that can assist me with this. Emily, are you connected to the magical messages of fairies, butterflies, or spirit animals right now?
Ooh, I'm thinking spirit animals.
Spirit animals, okay. So we are going to get some spirit animal energy up for y'all. All right, and this is a brand new deck to me. I love new decks. So we're going to do what we do with this particular show, which is, if you are not watching this particular show, but you're listening, what I do is that I shuffle the cards and we talk a little bit and then we pick. We just pick intuitively what there is that we want for the collective energy here. All right, so I'm putting the card deck up to the screen, and Emily, you can tell me when to stop.
Okay, stop.
Stop, all right. Let's see what we got here. We might want more than one, but right now we're gonna have one. Okay, the butterfly is alive and well and on our program because we have the butterfly rebirth card. And guess what? This is the 1st of March, people. This is very divine timing for this card. Okay. So let's see. 2024 is 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, would be the February, and then one for February 1st will be 11. So it's actually goes to a 2, but now it's partnership with you and I, and then we have the butterfly for rebirth. So we're actually lots of symbolism here with this card. It says you can reinvent yourself. Open to the rewards of change. You have brilliance to share with the world. Love every part of your journey. So I'm going to show you this beautiful card. And it looks to me like it's also got the kind of the colors in the background of the winter. It kind of reminds me of snow in the background, even though they're flowers. And then these beautiful butterflies are shining their light for you. So what are you birthing today? What is it that you're bringing into the world? Are you starting a new project? Are you actually giving birth as a mother? Are you looking to buy something brand new for yourself? What is it that you're birthing? And Emily, since I have you on the line, what are you birthing today?
Well, I'm kind of thinking of it as a way of like starting some, like not starting something new, but like kind of starting new. Because in January, I kind of had, I don't want to like speak it out too much because Jessica keeps telling me to stop talking about it, but I had a bad luck streak like all throughout January. And she's like, it's your mindset. It's because you keep thinking about it. So I'm trying to really manifest good luck so that it'll stop.
Okay. All right. So we're talking about a perspective shift.
Yeah. Birth of a new mindset, I guess.
I love that. All right, cool. So within every single event that happens for us, it really does have to do with what is the story that we're telling ourselves about it, rather than, oh, this thing happened or this event occurred, and then we make up something about it. Like, you know, the view of, oh, it was bad. It was bad luck. It was terrible. It was this, it was that, right? So that's where you can just, I call it, I'm using the word dismantle a lot because it feels like that. It's like when we dismantle and disrupt the automatic programming that we have about, oh, that didn't work, that was bad, that was this, that's judgment, right? When we take that out, then we can have a new lens. Like, take the lens out, put the new glasses on, and what else can it be, right? So you can tell yourself really a new story about what else is there. And with the butterfly, what I'm reminded of is there are three distinct phases of this. There are actually three distinct phases, and there are three distinct creatures. So we have the caterpillar, who starts out there. First, it's a little egg, right? And then it gets born into a caterpillar. And actually, there's four there. And then it says, oh, you know, I'm now done with caterpillar stage, and I'm going to go inside myself, and I'm going to take a little siesta. So it goes into its cocoon, and it literally becomes goo. There's like, it dissolves into this mush of substance, right? And then it's still a creature in that state. It's just not a caterpillar anymore. So then after that, then it actually has to work its way out of this cocoon. And it takes work to do that. You can't just automatically arrive. It actually has to pull itself out and push its way out in order for the butterfly to emerge. So as we do this metamorphosis, we get to look at, huh, okay, what was my thinking with that? As I'm looking at this butterfly become who it's going to be, was it hard for that butterfly? Was it a struggle for that butterfly? Was it horrible? Right? What was my perspective? So you can look at that also with your own life, right? And yes, when we change the story, we change the meaning and then we get a different fresh start. So is there a new story that wants to show up for you and what you'd like to create?
Yeah, well, all the things that happen are, I was like saying, oh, they're so bad, I'm having bad luck. But really, nothing like long lasting came of it. Like, they were annoying in the moment, but like, right now I'm mentally fine and physically fine. So like, it didn't affect me at all. Like, now, it just did in the moment. So like, it's really fine now.
Okay. All
So
right.
It's like, was it really bad? I don't know. It wasn't that bad.
Well, and here's another invitation, right? You could actually take that judgment of it was bad out of your vocabulary. Like, totally just erase it. Because that just, you know, how much does it serve you, right? That's what I'm always doing, is I'm asking myself, does my language support me? Or do I need to shift it? Do I need to change the way that I'm speaking so that I have more empowering language? So it's just something to think about. Like, oh, okay, what if I change that word to, oh, you know, that bad experience, actually, you know, I learned some things. Yeah, you know, I did some growth, and hey, it wasn't terrible. It was actually okay. Right? So, all right. So your butterfly card is actually giving you the opportunity now to have, you know, go flitting around the universe. So where does it want to take you? What does it want to bring in?
Right.
You have any ideas about that?
Well, something, of course, I want to like change my mindset and kind of manifest good luck for February. And kind of flip that around. And then I want to bring in kind of more being in the present moment, because that's something I feel like I haven't been doing this year so far. So like, when I get home from work, I feel like I just kind of turn off my brain and I'm like, okay, shutting off my brain for the rest of the day. But then I'm not being present and practicing self-care and doing all the things I need to do. So I need to be present when I get home from work.
Okay. So is it a need or is it a desire?
It's both, I think.
Because it kind of sounds like it's a should.
Yeah.
And I don't know about you, but when I actually, there's a saying that I remember when I was in treatment. I was in treatment for alcoholism, and my counselor had on her wall, thou shalt not should on thyself. And I remember that every single time I use the word should, because it's, then it becomes a have to, it becomes a condition, it becomes a kind of a scolding. You shouldn't do that. Don't do that. Right. And I can see that wagging finger, you know. So you might consider using a different language for yourself so that you're not shooting on yourself.
Yeah.
making it hard.
I think the overall theme for me is changing some of my vocabulary and thought processes.
That's great. Well, I look forward to hearing how that happens for you. Awesome. All right, so those of you who want your own journey with me, I'd love to hear from you. It's really awesome to just play here in this realm of spirit and see what spirit, your spirit guides want to tell you, because, you know, they're always talking. And I have a way to have them come in if they want to. But, you know, this, whatever the divine wants you to know is right here, right now for yourself. So the thing that keeps coming up, and it was before I even started this show, was chakras. Those of you who know about chakras know what I'm talking about when I say we have a body system that has a chakra system. For those of you who have no clue what the chakras are, let me explain that a little bit. I know of them from what I've heard And there are many, many different books and charts and people who are teaching about chakras and videos and YouTube, and there's all kinds of stuff that you can find out about chakras. And it's a really important part of my spiritual growth. And now I'm giving you the opportunity to find out about that as well. So, what I know about the chakra system is that in our physical bodies, they lie on in the center of our spine. So our spines are made up of our central nervous system. In the center of our spinal column. So you've got your bone structure in an, remember anatomy class, and in your spine, right in the middle of your body, in your back, there's your spine. And inside of your spine are all of the nerve centers that go through the spine, and then there's what they are called the vertebrae, and they branch out, so it looks like this. And there's seven of them, and starts where your neck is. Your neck is here, and there's a vertebrae, and then vertebrae, and then vertebrae, and then vertebrae, and it branch out from your spine. And that then your muscles attach to all of those. And the nerves move through the muscles. And so there are different centers called chakras that are located in the spine. And it's 365 degrees through and around that spine. And are located everywhere around you. So you've got energy centers that are vibrant and alive and connected to everything around you and through you. And so when we focus in on those, they each have a color, they each have a sound, they each have a vibration. They're each attached to different parts of the body, so I can connect to different organs. If you've got something going on and you're the base of your spine, that's like in the lower part of your body, so where the back is. A lot of people who have issues with the with back probably have issues with their first and second chakras. And then that expands up to every single chakra. So there's seven of them located in your spine, and then they branch out. I also, through massage therapy and energy work, have realized, oh, we've got chakras in our knees. We've got chakras in our hands and our bottoms of our feet. So there's lots of different other chakras that aren't as prevalent or aren't as known as the seven major ones. But if you feel called to have a conversation with me about the chakra system, I would love to do that as well. That's available to you, and we can explore what might be going on with a certain chakra and what's happening with your body system. And we can have a discussion about that. We can ask your guides about that. We can ask the creator of all that is. We can ask the galactic beings. We can ask Earth Mother. That's what's available right now as well. And I'd love to talk to you about that. So, let's see. What else do we want to do right now? Do we want, maybe we want a butterfly affirmation? I think maybe a butterfly affirmation is in store. So let's do that. See what the butterflies say through the affirmation cards. What else can I tell you? Do you have any questions, Emily, since I've got you on the line still?
Let's see, maybe just a basic message of whatever wants to come my way or our way.
Basic message, okay? Basic message for Miss Emily. All right, so we'll give an affirmation after I give the basic message. Okay. All right, so creator of all that is, the one who lives and breathes within all things, we ask that to connect fully to Emily's spirit team. They know who they are, and we ask them now to come in fully to assist us with a message. A divine message for Emily's well-being right now. Okay, we went right to the great central sun. So you've got some guides that work in the great central sun in that vortex. So we're going to ask them to come through. Okay, so they're showing me the sun. So, do you have a challenge with depression or mood, anxiety in especially in the fall and winter months?
Oh gosh. Yeah, I don't like when it gets dark so early and
Okay, all
cold.
right. Okay, so they just showed me the sunlight. So there are many people, especially in the Pacific Northwest, that have a challenge with this. It's called seasonal affective disorder. And so they have these things called mood lights that you can purchase actually, and they help you with bringing more light into your body system. And you'd think, okay, well, it's just a lamp, but it's specifically designed to assist with this thing that people get, especially in these during the darkness times. And it has made a huge difference for many people. So if you look that up, look up mood lighting or seasonal affective disorder lamps, then you can find out about those and they might assist you in getting a little bit more elevated with your mood so that you're not having these big ups and downs so frequently. And I am not a doctor, I'm not a physician. I simply get information and then I deliver it. And then it's up to you to do the investigation with that. So you can check it out, you can look online, you can look re for reviews, whatever you need for that, but that's something that just came through. The other thing that they're telling me is, okay, so now is your time to connect in with these guides, even if you don't know who they are, because they are available all the time to you. They simply want you to connect consciously with them. So you ask, say, I want to connect with my spirit guides. Connect in with me. Let me know you're there. Give me a sign that you're with me. So we ask these spirit guides from the great central sun, what is your sign for Emily right now that you're present? Beam it to her now so that she knows what it is, whether it's a visual or a sound or a word. And then let us know what that is, Emily. Any sensation that you're feeling or anything that's happening as I'm talking.
Okay. This is my first time doing this, so.
So it's about opening yourself to all of your senses. So anything different that you might be experiencing, any tingling, or you might have a shadow that goes across your face, or you see a random color and you're like, what's that? Or maybe it's a word or a phrase.
Loved.
Loved. Okay, awesome. Great. All right. So as you connect with loved, and you're connecting in with your spirit guides from the great central sun. Please show Emily now a symbol for loved.
Well, I actually see a heart in front of me, so that's kind of...
Perfect. Perfect. Okay, great. So every time now that you see a heart or you see a heart, then the word loved is going to be connected to that.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Right?
Cool.
All right. So we now seal this in place. All right, so they just sealed that for you. Excellent. All right, anything else that wants to come through for her right now? Okay, and I heard the word trust. So they want, this is your journey to trust. Trust that you're loved, trust that you know, trust that you can get the answers that you need. Trust that you're on the right path. Trust. It's your time to trust. You're doing exactly what you are supposed to be doing. And if you need to shift and change course, that you're going to be guided that way. And the more that you connect consciously with your spirit guides, even if you have no idea who they are, or if they're really there, trust that they're there, because they are. You're in a human body, so you weren't just dropped here. You are absolutely guided every step of the way. So thank you, my dear. That was perfect. I love you. Yeah,
thank you. That was awesome.
Also, you're welcome.
We just got caller Sierra in for you, if you're ready.
Yay! Sierra. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm good. So this is our time to give a channeled message, to ask a question, to get a healing, to talk about your chakra system, whatever's up for you right now, my dear.
I would love a message.
You'd love a message. Okay, great. Beautiful. So we're gonna stay connected to Emily, but we're gonna ask her guides to step back into her vortex. And so that I can have a clear channel with Sierra now. Thank you. All right. So we ask the spirit guides of Sierra to step in now fully and completely. And we ask that those beautiful beings of light that work with Sierra make themselves known now. Nasaramante kamadeu. Anasara yetu namayeu. Aya baye udanda ye undeya zanei honda zei anei uda baba ye iana ona se nana ye honda na ye u. So I'm getting a lot of earth energy, and I'm kind of getting a split. Like, there's a part of you that's really, really loves being outside and really loves the energy of the earth. But then there's this part of you that's really challenged with being here. And so it's kind of like, sometimes you're really grounded and other times you're like, I don't even want to deal with it. And so you can tell me if that's accurate, what's coming through.
I think that's pretty accurate. I love hiking. I love being in the outdoors, or even if just outside playing soccer is part of being outside, but it does take a lot of motivation for me to leave my house.
Yep, I got that. All right. Yep. And all right. So they're showing me that we could bring in the connection now, the divine connection, so that you're not, there's not such a divide between the efforting and the actual joy of it. Would you like to have some like a little bit of a union with that?
I would love that.
Okay, great. So we now ask that the specialists that work with the efforting and the difficulty of movement and motivation step in now to assist with the desire and the commitment that bring those two together into one system for Sierra now. A la te da ba ne su ne sa da ba ne su ne sa da ba ne kia ke te na sa te da na se na I ka na ma se ki na. It's like they're sewing together these two separate realities into one. So they're using, I'm moving my hands and I'm seeing this thread going through these two different pieces of fabric and bringing them together. And what I'm getting with that is that there does not have to be a divide in your life. Like you have your life compartmentalized. Like, okay, this part is this, and this part is this, home is this, and then I go to work, and that's in that little compartment. And then I have my soccer world, and it's its own compartment. And oh, then I have my family and it's its own compartment, but it's separate from my work and it's separate from my soccer and it's separate from going hiking. So they're saying you can have it all together like a patchwork quilt. So we can just seam it all together, thread it through, like sew it up, bring it all together into one blanket. So it's all together for you. Nasa de getu mana ki sabana ki amane ki ya tu kasane ki ya. O ne sara mane ki ya ye ku ta sara bane ya. U na sara menu na e na na ye. Now they're, I'm seeing this beautiful quilt and the guides now just wrapped you up in it. I see them wrapping you up totally in this beautiful quilt. So this is your opportunity now to start working with, again, as I mentioned to Emily, this is your opportunity to work with your guides and say, okay, I'd like my life to not be compartmentalized any longer. Show me how to bring it all together into one system so that I don't feel so fragmented. So that I can actually enjoy every part of my life and I don't have to seclude myself out of fear of exposure or feeling drained or, you know, whatever it is. Like you get to be fed every day by your conscious commitment to being alive and being here and participating in every aspect. Metanaki, manakisa, manakisa. Okay, so they're having me point to my lips and an outward. So there's something for you about speaking out. Speaking out like your needs, more with what you want and your needs. So you really, this is the year that you get to be bold in your requests, in your desires, in letting people know what you really want. You don't have to keep it hidden. Because the more that you speak out about it, the more it can manifest. And again, You beautiful people who call in, I get this a lot, that it's now about you being bold in your request for support and allowing other people to support you, those not only your friendships and your families, but professionally. Let the professionals who know how to support you support you. Stop being timid about that and really allow yourself to be bold with it, because you're worth it. All right. And again, they're wrapping you up in that beautiful quilt with love. O te saramadekia, u da zaramehia, o nana ke iu ye mama. Gone sana mama. And the earth mother is saying mama. So let the earth be your mama. Let her give you her gifts regularly. All right. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you for calling in, my love. And I'm going to give, you're welcome. So I'm going to give all of you for the last few minutes here. We've got some butterfly affirmation cards. So I'm going to give one to Emily and one to you, Sierra, and then we're going to give one to the collective here. So, Sierra, since I have you on the phone, and I'm putting these cards up to the screen, and you can just, as I bring my hand across, you can just say stop when it's ready.
Stop.
Stop. Okay. Right there. All right. And the butterfly affirmation that you have is, I have confidence in myself. I am ready for everything that life offers me. And the butterflies are here to support you with that. And so am I.
I love that. I feel like it connects with the guides of what you were saying with being snug in the blanket, in the quilt, and having the voice to be confident and to speak up. So that was the word I was thinking of. That's really cool that that's what was pulled.
Lovely. Perfect. All right, honey. I love you. Thank you so much. Okay, Miss Emily. Thank you, darling. So, Miss Emily, what is your affirmation for today?
And stop.
Stop. Okay. All right, here. All right, your affirmation is, every day I am stronger, braver, and wise. I live and grow in harmony with the universe. So there you go. So you get to use that to take through your day. And for those of you who are listening that want your own affirmation for the rest of your day, this one came through, and it's those of you who think that you need it or want it, is, I don't need to control life. I trust in magic and miracles. Oh, that's so perfect for me too. So, those of you who think you have to control every aspect of every day with everything, here's your permission to let go and to let yourself be in surprise with what unfolds. So we are just winding down with our time together, but there's still time if you want to write in. And it's if it's quick and you call right now, you can still get in. I'd love to talk to you. 1-800-930-2819. We only have a few minutes, but I'm still here. So to tell you a couple things, brightbutterflynetwork.com is where you want to find me if you want my services. You can also call in or write in to Transformation Talk Radio, and they can get you in touch with me if you don't remember all that. But you say, that lady that I saw, it was the Empower Something. And that person that I saw on that show or heard, I want to talk to her. Contact Transformation Talk Radio. They'll get you hooked up with that. The other thing is that I am working on a program called Full Body System Wellness that is going to be launching here very soon. And if you want to be in on that, we'd love to have you. I'm going to look at doing it as a group because that's really juicy and feels really good. So if you're interested in a group program, coaching program with me, let me know right away because I'll put you on the list for being one of the first to begin the program. And what we're going to be doing is we're going to be looking at not only our full body system, which is being human, and what does that all entail, looking all that, but looking at what does that mean as connecting to the world, like the systems, all the systems of the world that we're living in, communication, environment, belief systems, our personalities, our context, our health and vitality, our careers, how we interact with other people, our nutrition, how do we connect spiritually, right? Looking at all of that in a balanced way. So that is, in a nutshell, in the few minutes that I have, what we're going to be doing with the Full Body System Wellness Program. And if you like the program and you're really excited about that and you want to move on with it, let me know. I'll put you in the list. And if you continue after the first group and you continue with me, we go deeper and we get eventually into the certification program. So that's what's available to you. Let me know if that's interesting to you. If you want to get a channeling from me and you like that service, I do have a special in February. It's the Divine Masculine and Divine Feminine Union Activation, which is bringing all of who you are together into one, bringing the masculine and the feminine energies into one person. And so then you can experience all those energies within you, which are going to affect your union with another person. So in the month of February, it's perfect because it's all about love and it's all about union. So keep that in mind as well. There we go. So as we wind down this beautiful program, allow yourself to just take a few breaths, feeling yourself integrating all of the concepts, all of the energy, all of the messages that came into your body system. And when you receive that channeled light language, which comes through sometimes sounding Chinese, sometimes Tibetan, sometimes Hawaiian, sometimes German. I mean, I don't think I have German, but it sounds like a different language to each person. Know that it is your soul that is receiving that. And your soul knows how to bring it to the different parts of you that need it. So trust that. Trust is the key for this year. Radical trust is what I've taken on. I invite you to take on a word for yourself to carry you through. And if you want more information about my services, let me know. Call me, write me, connect in with Transformation Talk Radio. All the information is on brightbutterflynetwork.com, BRIGHTBUTTERFLYNETWORK.COM. I love you, and I will see you next week, and I will have a guest next week. Bye for now.
Thank you for listening to the Empower Me Show with Pam Bright on Transformation Talk Radio. Tune in to learn more about living a fully empowered life. Remember that your life is up to you, and you can choose the spiritual path you are on. There is spiritual energy and wisdom in everything and everyone around you. Listen carefully for what the universe is trying to tell you in every moment. You are already being guided along your journey. Call upon your spirit guides anytime you need help with anything. Know that you are safe in every moment, even if it seems that you are not. For more information about Pam Bright, visit brightbutterflyenterprises.com or email theempowermeshow@gmail.com. Thank you very much for listening. We hope to see you next week.